You're listening to the Who Cares News for Wednesday, January 29th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
So you're getting ready to go back to work here next week. You're going to start a new job.
Yep.
There's a new study out about things. New adventure.
Mm-hmm.
There's a survey out. The top little things that can ruin your day.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I'm assuming this is at work, but I'm sure this could happen anywhere. How about your phone breaking?
That would be anywhere.
I think that would be anywhere.
Remember back in the day, we'd be feel naked if we left the house without our wristwatch?
Yeah. It's the same thing about phones now.
Yeah.
I can't believe people leave their phones at home. I see people once in a while, every once in a while on Facebook going like, damn, I left my phone at home today.
If you're in a hurry
to leave
the house,
I would turn around and go back.
Mine would be on the charger.
I would call somebody.
Like,
bring me my phone, damn it. How about losing your wallet or being late? That can kind of mess up your whole day. Slipping on ice or snow. I know nothing about that because I don't live in that place where there's climate like that.
Uh-huh.
I've slipped on ice before. I have.
I
and snow, but not going to work. I've been on vacation.
I have slipped on ice in a car.
In a car. Your car slipped on ice.
It sure did.
Wow.
Skidded right through a stop sign and into a lawyer. True story. 16 years old.
How about stepping in a puddle without proper footwear?
Oh, wait, I was just turned 17. Yes, that's icky.
Yeah. When it rains, you need to wear your rubbers. That's what Mom always said.
We don't have
rubbers
in Southern California.
Wear your rubbers. Number one thing, though, a wardrobe malfunction, like your fly is down or you spill coffee on yourself or, you know, or lunch. I've been known to spill lunch on myself a lot. Bad for me.
I'm surprised hair isn't in there.
Hair's a big thing to you, but it's not in the top 10. No.
A bad hair day.
Yeah, a bad hair day would kind of make it.
If my bangs are messed up.
Yeah, we know all about your bangs. We've heard. All right.
It's horrible.
We're having a good day here, by golly.
It's
time for the Who Cares News to set it off. What's going on?
Well, just so we can all breathe a big sigh of relief. Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth are officially single in the eyes of the law.
Oh, God.
We've learned that their divorce is now final.
Final.
Finally.
I think
final.
That was quick, don't you?
It was pretty quick.
Wow.
Yeah.
They must have some like magic beans somewhere in the legal system.
No, famous people. Rich,
yeah,
money,
I guess.
Stuff
I
like
guess.
That.
I know, but Ben and Jen took 2 years. Of course, they didn't file for a long time.
That was because they dawdled. There was a lot of dawdling.
No dawdling in Miley
and
Liam.
Not just with the maid or the babies, the nanny.
Wait, is that dawdling or that's
a nanny.
Diddling?
Diddling.
Anyway.
Not diddling on Ben's
diddling
part.
Diddling and dawdling.
That may have had something to do with it, but there was a lot of dawdling.
Right.
All right, so we've learned that their divorce is now final, according to TMZ.
Oh, well, that's where we get
TMZ
our news.
TMZ is law.
Yeah.
As we have learned.
Yeah.
Miley and Liam worked out all the details of their divorce back in December, and their lawyers quietly worked through stumbling blocks to submit the paperwork to the judge.
We didn't hear nothing about it. We didn't hear nothing about no
It was their
squabbling.
Lawyers.
Squabbling is what I wanted to say. No squabbling.
Not much to squabble about.
Yeah.
So technically, it was pretty quick. So Miley and Liam, they have no kids.
Yeah.
She's keeping their pets.
Yeah.
Sources say there's a prenup.
Ah,
yeah.
Prenups.
So that makes dividing property a hell of a lot easier.
Yep. Got the prenup. Yep. Yeah. I mean, not like Liam Hemsworth.
She's got the moolah. Oh,
he's got some.
She's just got more.
Yeah, she's got a lot more.
She's got teddy bear moolah. And she probably keeps the teddy bears too.
Yep, she probably does.
So he filed for divorce back in August, only 8 months. On again, off again, are they, aren't they? They get married. 8 months later, he files for divorce.
So they were married for 8 months, but they were kind of together off again, on again for 10 years.
Yeah.
Before that.
He cited irreconcilable differences.
Right, of course.
Of course, we know it was because Miley likes girls and boys.
Apparently.
She was diddling.
She was diddling.
And now they're both single.
And Liam is hanging out with his
she
bro.
She was a diddler.
With his bro, former Thor bro.
Oh, yeah. Goodness sakes.
Former God of Thunder. Now, what is Chris going to do? What else can he play? He's so typecast.
Well, I haven't seen Endgame, but now I kind of know.
Well, God, it came out like 2 years ago. Hello.
Oh, he can do anything he wants to.
But is anybody hiring him? He was in the Ghostbusters movie that bombed. So
He's got moolah.
He does have moolah for now. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see how long
who knows?
It takes to drink it up.
Maybe he'll become Thor again.
And that's possible. Anything's possible. We don't know what's up the minds of those folks at Marvel.
You never know.
You never know.
So the Oscars 2020 nominees luncheon was on Sunday.
So they have the nominees to lunch, which is kind of nice. So everybody that wants to go could go. That's a nominee. Apparently, even the technical guys can go. And
I would hope
craft
so.
Services. Anybody that's nominated. Transportation.
They nominate craft services?
No, they don't.
I would hope not.
No, but I mean lighting, and I don't want to make light. These are people.
They are very much a part of the movie.
Very important to the movie.
Yes,
yeah.
They are.
Yeah, editors, and you know.
If you didn't have them, you wouldn't really have much of a movie.
That's true.
It's not just the actors just go and do their stuff.
Yeah, they just kind
of. It's the rest of the people who make the magic.
They make it look good.
Yes, they do.
Make it look good.
If you don't have all the people who get their Oscars off camera. The people wouldn't be standing there on camera.
I wonder if everybody that's nominated, almost everybody that's nominated, goes to this luncheon or just those that can be bothered. Kind of like the Pro Bowl, you know? Not everybody that's in the Pro Bowl goes to the Pro Bowl.
No.
So do you go to the Oscar luncheon? Do you not? Maybe you go once. Was Meryl Streep there? She wasn't nominated this year.
Brad Pitt, he made sure that everyone knew his name. He wore a name tag on his suit jacket.
Are you kidding me? God.
So everyone knew who he was.
Hi, my name's Brad.
Well, Brad's nominated for his role in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and either the name tag was a joke, or he may have just come from his AA meeting. I don't know. None of the other A-listers seem to have wore an identifying name tag.
I'm sorry if you're an AA. It's funny. It's funny joke. Morgan told him funny. Come on.
He is funny.
Yeah.
Brad's already won a SAG Award and a Golden Globe for his role as Cliff Booth
in
the Quentin Tarantino-directed film.
Yeah.
Which I got to watch it this weekend.
I need to
I've
get that
got,
too, yeah.
We both got to watch it this weekend.
Let's put that on a list.
Yes.
We'll try and get to that. It's 162 minutes long, which is like, because I saw that on Vudu. It's 162 minutes long.
Well, when you're
so
watching
like
it at home, you can press pause to go
minutes.
Pee.
That's true. That's a good point.
How much is 162 minutes? It's 60.
It's 2 hours and 42 minutes.
Holy macaroni.
Yeah,
back in the day of Gone with the Wind, there should have been an intermission.
There should be an intermission in these movies.
Well, I'll have to make an intermission in mine.
People are like, they're torn about that. You know who's not in that movie, but should have been?
Halle
Berry should have been in that movie.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she should have been in that movie. I mean, I don't know what part she'd play, but I'm sure there was a part she could have very aptly played.
No, that's Once Upon a Time in John's Fantasy World.
That's right. All right, we're out of here. Back tomorrow with more frivolities. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.